I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Syria is reacting to targeted airstrikes by the United States, Britain, and France that come in response to alleged chemical weapons attacks by the Syrian government on civilians. Edward Uranian reports for VOA.
Syrian state TV showed supporters of President Bashar al-Assad honking their car horns, waving Syrian flags, and parading through iconic squares and arteries of the capital, Damascus, Saturday morning. The reaction followed airstrikes overnight by the United States, France, and Britain. An official Syrian statement condemned what it called a tyrannical terrorist tripartite aggression against the Syrian government. The statement went on to decry the attack on the country as a grave breach of international law. Government commentators claimed the series of missile strikes had caused minimal damage and that many had missed their targets.
Meanwhile, military planners and U.S. President Donald Trump are hailing the U.S.-led airstrikes on the Syrian chemical weapons facilities as a complete success, with every missile hitting its target. But top officials like Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis concede that U.S. airstrikes alone will not help end the Syrian conflict. In fact, some fear it could make things worse.
There's a tactical concern, ma'am, that civilian innocent people, we don't add to any civilian deaths and do everything humanly possible to avoid that. We're trying to stop the murder of innocent people. But on a strategic level, it's how do we keep this from escalating out of control? If you get my drift on that.
One Palestinian was killed, more than 900 others injured by Israeli troops who were repelling Palestinians at the Gaza border with Israel as part of an ongoing conflict. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump Friday blasted